Welcome to the Oro Valley Town Council Special Session, July 22nd, 2020 online Zoom meeting. This meeting is officially called to order. Mr. Standish, roll call, please.
Vice Mayor Barrett. Councilmember Jones Ivey.
Present.
Councilmember Nicholson. Councilmember Pena.
Here.
Councilmember Rodman.
Here.
Councilmember Solomon.
Here.
And Mayor Winfield.
Here. So I believe we have a quorum, Mr. Standish.
That's correct, Ms. Mayor.
I'd like to thank everyone for taking the time to join us this evening. In order to participate, one must be logged into Zoom directly by computer or telephone. For those who are unfamiliar with the Zoom software, I'd like to provide a quick overview on how to participate this evening. If you wish to address the council on tonight's agenda item, please raise your hand only when I announce it's appropriate to do so. There are two ways to do this. For those participating on any platform other than by phone, find and select the participants icon. This will open a dialogue box that lists all participants in the meeting. Scroll down until you find your name and select your name. Once your name is selected, a second box will pop up where you have the option to raise your hand. For those participating via phone this evening, press *9 to raise your hand. Once the agenda item has been announced and after I open the item for public comment, please raise your hand at that time. After you're called on, staff will unmute your microphone and you will have 3 minutes to speak. Please remember to clearly state your name and whether or not you are an Oro Valley resident. Mr. Standish, if you would read the first item of our special session.
Item number one, discussion and possible action to approve a gift agreement between the Town of Oro Valley and Kenyatta del Oro LLC, accepting certain real property located in the Oro Valley Town Center PAD.
And Ms. Jacobs, I understand you have a staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I do. Mayor, members of council, I'm pleased to present to you this evening a gift agreement from the Kenyatta del Oro LLC for, and I apologize, the agenda item transposed the numbers of the amount of property. It's 108 acres, not 180 acres of land, areas 3 and 4 of the Oro Valley Town Center, which is located on the east side of the intersection of Pushview Lane and Oracle Road. You may recall that this property was recently rezoned by the town council last fall. And the corporation led by Patrick Rooney has determined that the donation to the town of this property with no conditions attached to it would be in their organization's best interest. The property is zoned both commercial and residential. There is one small provision in the agreement that would require the town at such time as the property is developed or planned to appropriately recognize the great grandfather of Patrick Rooney, Lawrence Francis Rooney, who was the original settler to this area. And we all know, of course, the Rooney Town Center and other areas. And so without a specific determination as to what that would be planned in consultation with Mr. Rooney or his designee. This evening, if approved by the town council, the council would be agreeing to accept this property as a gift and determined once the town goes through the due diligence process, which we've been given 60 days with which to do so. And we feel very confident that we can do that. So we would get, of course, a title report and title insurance and the usual things that happen when you obtain a piece of property. The town will be responsible for all closing costs. The action tonight of the town council does not do is designate any use or future use for this property. That would be something that would happen down the road when this elected body determines that it would be appropriate to consider those future uses. And with that, Mr. Mayor, members of council, I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Ms. Jacobs. Before taking any council questions, if there is any public comment, this would be the time to comment on this particular item. So this, if you would please raise your hand if you would like to comment, or press star 9 on your phone. I'll wait a moment. I'm not seeing any raised hands, so we'll go to council questions.
Mary, when will we know?
Councilmember Jones, that's okay.
It's been a long day already.
I understand.
Mr. Mayor, my question, Mary, is you said that there will be closing costs associated with this.
Mr. Mayor, yes, Councilmember Jones Ivy. I don't yet know what those costs will be, okay, but we will find an appropriate budget line item to take those costs from.
All right, thank you. Are there going to be any additional costs to the town for acquiring this property?
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Jones Ivy, there will be some nominal costs during such time as the property continues to be vacant. We'll add this to our insurance policy for liability insurance. There are no structures on it, so there's nothing really to maintain. It's already in the scope of the town's jurisdiction for any police enforcement. And so the cost would be nominal. Okay. Maybe there might be a cleanup or an illegal dumping that we might have to take care of at some point. The cost really would be down the road in terms of once the council were to determine the appropriate use or disposition of this property, then there could be some additional cost, but that would all be very well spelled out to the council at such time in the future.
Okay, will there be any Pima County taxes attached to this? And I'm not referring to property tax, because I know we don't pay property tax, but there are other taxes that we do pay to Pima County. So will we have to pay taxes, those taxes on this property?
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Jones Ivy, the town is exempt from all taxes. Okay. So as long as this property remains vacant, it's not used for any commercial purpose, we would continue to, if it's used and held for a town purpose, then we would not need to pay any taxes for it. Okay. It would be a tax exempt parcel.
All right. Thanks, Mary.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mayor, I have a question.
Councilmember.
I'd also like to make a statement. This question is for Ms. Jacobs. So while we know there's going to be cost to bring this into the town's ownership, one of the things I think it's important to note is that while we do have costs associated with it, mm-hmm. we also need to look at the asset value that comes to the town. And so my question is, and I think it's an important item for us to just be aware of and have an understanding of. So do we have a appraised value, Mary, that we know of, or what that potentially could be?
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Pena, we do not have an appraised value, and it is not necessary for the town to get one in order to receive this property. Now, the property owner will likely have an appraised value right. for their tax purposes, right. okay. But it is not, this property is of significant value to the town and of course has significant mm-hmm. revenue opportunities, whether we keep it or whether we sell it. And as I mentioned earlier, we have not been given any restrictions on the use of that property. And so certainly the minor costs that we might incur right. in the very short term will be far outweighed by the benefit that this would bring to the town down the line.
Right. And I think we need to acknowledge that, because if you look at the town's assets, when we look at what, you know, the operating cost side versus what the actual asset value side is, they're two different things, but they're also equally important, because it means that the town is owning a very, very valuable asset, especially when you look at property that is along Oracle Road. So I think this is definitely a win for the town, regardless of, you know, some costs we're going to have maybe up front now. It's those future benefits that we're going to get from it. So I just want to make that comment that sometimes we forget the both sides of the equation. So thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
Councilmember Rodman.
Yeah, there will be the valuation of the property for title insurance will be one thing that we will have to have something that they agree on, because clearly we want the title insured up to the amount that we think is the value of that property. Yes. But that'll happen down the line. And as you say, they may, on the seller or donor may very well have the information that the title company can take, that they'll have to agree on what that title insurance will be. The question I have is really to Tobin, I think. Just as our town attorney, do you see any risks at all, any downsides legally that you would foresee based on what you've seen so far? I saw him on the list, so Tobin.
Can someone unmute?
There
Tobin
you go. Now? Thank you. Okay. It took me forever to get unmuted. I'm sorry. No, I don't see any problem at all with this. We will be doing our due diligence, as you spoke about. We'll be getting the legal description and the property valuation, and the agreement is in order, so I don't see any legal problems with this.
I assume we'll have to get a survey of some kind.
Yes.
So there will be some cost to that, considering how larger property is. But again, to Councilmember Pena's point and Councilmember Jones Ivy, this is just an exciting thing to have the town have the ability to determine the future of that really prime property in the center of town. My only comment was it's almost too big a choice.
Yeah.
It's like the universe of possibilities is out there, and how will the council that needs to decide it actually come down to what we'll do? But and again, I certainly hope we have no problems in accepting it.
Mr. Mayor.
Councilmember Solomon.
Hi, just to answer some of the questions. First off, your main cost will be the title insurance policy. And with that, you're looking at a few $1,000s or less. The property's value is way into the millions, probably above $5 million. Now, the title insurance, if you're a normal buyer, yes, you want to get it insured. If you pay $5 million, you want a $5 million policy. But a gift of vacant land like this, it's not necessary to insure it for $5 million. You just want to make sure there's a clear title. There aren't any liens on it that have been filed. The chain of title is clean. So that's what you're really looking at in your title report. There's no need to insure it for a large amount of money, because we're not paying a large amount of money for it. Secondly, we probably don't need to do a survey. It's just the final plat recorded. I'm sure it's been staked and surveyed for that. In fact, it had to be. And once again, at this point, it's not really a concern to the town if the boundary is off an inch or two. Now, if the town decides to do something with it at that time, you're going to want to do a survey. So really, the closing costs of the town of anything that's even necessary are going to be absolutely minimal. A few $1,000s. The due diligence mostly is going to be the title research on it, and it should be fairly current. The title company will pick up from the time the final plat was recorded. So this is just a great asset for the town. There's really no expense to it. There's really no risk. There's really no downside. So I just wanted to clarify a couple of those points.
Any other questions?
Mr. Mayor.
Vice Mayor Barrett.
Yes, I just wanted to thank Patrick Rooney and his group and foundation, and also the staff for working through this and bringing this to the council and to our attention. And I appreciate the work and effort that's gone into this in a relatively short period of time. I also think it's an exciting opportunity for the town. There's everything from parks to police stations to economic development, you know, that could potentially occur on those properties in the future. And so I hope that all future councils really, you know, always just do something great with it. And that's what's exciting to me, is I think that there is really that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thankful for that. And I think that it sounds like most of us are excited about the opportunity. So thank you, Ms. Jacobs, especially for your work on that.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Yeah. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, if there's no other questions, I'd like to
have a motion. I have one other question, or I have a question. Okay. I just want to check back in with the council. Ms. Jacobs, yes. The Cañada del Oro LLC that's offering these areas 3 and 4, the Oro Valley Town Center pad, is a gift. Do they have, are they holding other properties within the town of Oro Valley?
Mr. Mayor, I don't know the answer to that question. It's possible that they are the owners of the rest of the San Dorado property behind the Chipotle Plaza. Mm-hmm. And you'll notice from the map that was provided that areas 3 and 4 are included, but area 2 is not. That is actually in a separate holding of another property owner. Mm-hmm. So I don't know the answer to that question, but I'll be happy to follow up and circle back with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Councilmember Pena, I believe you were ready to make a motion.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Let me go back to my motion here. Okay. I just have one question before making the motion. Mary, you mentioned that there was a modification on the acreage from 180 to 108. Is that correct? Does that need to be mentioned in the motion, or is it accepted as areas 3 and 4?
Yes, it was just in the staff backup material. So no, it does not need to. It was just an error. Yeah.
Okay.
Everything is all ready.
Great. Okay. Thank you. I move to approve the gift agreement between the Town of Oro Valley and Cañada del Oro LLC for the receipt of areas 3 and 4 of the Oro Valley Town Center pad, and authorize the town manager to execute the property transfer upon satisfactory completion of due diligence.
I'll second
that.
No shortage of seconds. I believe Councilmember Solomon was first with that second. Any discussion? I simply would like to thank the Lawrence Francis Rooney family for this very generous gift. His great-grandson, Patrick Rooney, has... I've had some dealings with Mr. Rooney, and I've certainly appreciated his demeanor and willingness to work with the town of Oro Valley. This is an incredibly generous gift on behalf of the Rooney family. His great-grandfather came to our community before it was, of course, the town of Oro Valley, I believe in the 1930s. He was on the front end of being one of the early snowbirds to our area. And his family found this a desirable place, purchased property, did some ranching. And so I just want to acknowledge Lawrence Francis Rooney and his posterity for this generous gift. Any other comments before we take a vote? Or discussion? Hearing none, Mr. Standish, roll call vote, please.
Vice Mayor Barrett?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones-Ivy?
Yes.
Councilmember Nicholson? Councilmember Pena?
Yes.
Councilmember Rodman?
Yes.
Councilmember Solomon?
Yes.
And Mayor Winfield?
Yes. Thank you, Council, and thank you, Ms. Jacobs, and other staff who have helped with this and will continue to help bring this to fruition. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn our special session this evening.
Second.
Thank you, Councilmember Jones-Ivy. And I neglected to say that vote passed 6-0. Mr. Standish, can we do a roll call vote for adjournment?
Vice Mayor Barrett?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones-Ivy?
Yes.
Councilmember Nicholson? Councilmember Pena?
Yes.
Councilmember Rodman?
Yes.
Councilmember Solomon?
Yes.
And Mayor Winfield?
Yes. Thank you, everyone. Special session adjourned.